I will read the words of God from the chapter of Romans, chapter 8 of Romans. Sorry, I was a little bit late. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Dear friends, brothers and sisters, I was a small boy when, for the first time in my life, I had a ride in a car in our own yard in the northern village of Kittilä. There were many others, mothers with their children. It was September in 1944. It was a gray, dreary day. The day had heavy clouds, and evening was coming. We were going on a long refugee journey to Sweden. We did not know our destination, but there we had to go. Behind us were the heavy years in the history of Finland. The continuing war had just ended, but the Lapish War was just beginning. The county, the whole Lapland had to be evacuated before the war and destruction. And so we also got word that we had to prepare for this refugee journey, or that we had to leave. Many adults were worried. We could see it on their faces. What kind of journey will this be? For how long of a time will we have to leave our home and our homeland? And will our home and homeland be saved from destruction? What would life be like in a strange land? That is what the older people thought. When I had gotten into the car, I started to hear my mother quietly crying. Then a young woman said, "Do not cry. We will return again." This was a message of hope in that difficult moment. We will still return. I remember those words from that moment. Other words I do not remember, only these words of hope. We were able to return into our homeland. The next year in April, we came back to the Kittilä Church. It was a beautiful, bright spring day. The snow banks glittered brightly. There were ruins all around us. The village had been destroyed quite badly. But around these ruins, the snow sparkled as if giving us hope that there will be a new future. There will be a time of reconstruction and work in this village, in this county, in Lapland, all over. When I looked with the eyes of a small boy at these ruins, far away I could see the steeple of the church. The church had not been burned, it had been preserved. It seemed amazing that the church had not been burned in our county. And this makes me want to think that this church and this church tower was a sign of hope for many, that everything cannot be destroyed. Something is preserved. And perhaps this church, which was preserved, gave hope that it is good to construct the future and accept this hard everyday life. Our own home was preserved because the enemy had not come into our small village. When we came home on this bright April day, we were going with my father's horse, I examined every corner of my house, and I told my mother, "Mother, God has brought us home." And so began the reconstruction of our life, or of life, work, a hard everyday life. But we had a free fatherland. We trusted and we hoped, and that gave us a purpose in our life. And many, from the hearts of many, arose a sigh to the heart of the Father, the Heavenly Father. Dear friends, Paul spoke of hope in this text we read. Hope guides our life and guides us in our faith as we go forward. Our feet are on this earth. We live on this earth, but in our hearts, hope lives in us. And a knowledge of the destination of our journey, this new homeland of our Father. And this hope gives us patience. And this patience gives us something steadfast in our life and in our everyday life. This way to heaven is not a journey of a refugee, although these children of God many times feel that they are in a foreign land. They feel like foreigners on this journey. Our life and our journey may have many phases, and it may be many times difficult, but our destination is clear. It has been opened through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and our way is lit for us. Our life is built safely on strong pillars. They are faith, hope, and love. The basis of our salvation is alone the Lord Jesus Christ. Here and now we are saved. Here and now we can say we are saved through the redemption blood and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can find the kingdom of God, and you can hear and believe the gospel word of the forgiveness of all sins. In this kingdom here we live and endeavor in the safety of God's grace. His heart is gracious, and he is forgiving, and we can enclose ourselves in his care. We sing in the Song of Zion that we are traveling towards a new homeland. We see it now from afar. On this journey, a promise holds us, and we take comfort in this and rejoice in it. This promise carries us on this journey of hope. Paul also spoke in his letter of distress. All creation sighs with distress. under we also belong to this creation. God gives us growth, gives us the days of our lives, but all of us are shadowed by this temporalness or this man is like grass that withers or a flower that shrivels. When God blows upon it, the grass dies and the flower shrivels, but the word of God remains forever, and we can live and trust in these promises of the word in all the phases of our life. We also hear around us how mankind sighs, heavy sighs. Mankind suffers, and its suffering and distress touches us more now, more than ever before, perhaps. This suffering, these contradictions, this suffering of mankind is like a wave that comes and is all around us. And this distress can be close to us. We cannot stop this wave of suffering. It is so strong. But we can go and stand beside our loved one who needs us, who we can be helping and supporting. We can stretch out our hand and we can share his burdens, and we can listen, and we can encourage and support. This is our task and our portion. An open mind, love, and a prayer of faith, they have good fruits. And this call of Christ, come unto me, you all who are wearied by work and burdens. I will give you rest. We sing in one hymn about how Jesus carries the distress of mankind alone. Jesus gave us an example. When we can lighten the burden of one another, Christ is also helping with us. We sigh as we wait to become as children of God. Each one of us has our own sorrows, our own trials, tribulations, our own wearinesses, and our own failings. We feel pressures in our own life of faith around us. The world is restless. And this time denies Christ. The people in the world deny Christ. And the values of life change, are changing. But faith is that we do not see. But we still want to look upon that which we cannot see, because it lasts forever. The eyes of faith of a child of God are looking upon that which we cannot see in the midst of our everyday life. Dear friends, we are now children of God, and the Holy Spirit leads us. But on the day of the coming of Christ, we receive a new body, and that we will attain the victory. Under the weights and burdens of life, we can pray upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who has been victorious over death. As one hymn writer has written, make our weak faith strong in this valley of trials and doubts. in the midst of tribulations and in the heat. Help us to follow your footsteps, Lord Jesus. Often we feel like the writers of the Psalms. Many psalm begins with tearful eyes, but then it rises up and into trust of God and the experience of God's help. I trust in your grace, and I rejoice of your help. As one psalm said, God takes care of me. The Lord does not forget us, but he knows our life and our road. Dear friends, hope rises many times from the midst of trials and distress. We receive power from the promises of God, God's word. The kingdom of God is not distress, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy, which the Holy Spirit effects in it. Without the gift of faith, without that we can be children of God and believe our sins forgiven. The kingdom of God feeds us and binds us together into one kingdom of God. It comforts those who are sorrowful and encourages one to come before the grace throne to ask for that grace or that mercy when we need it. We can preserve our faith in a good conscience when we patiently await for that is which to come. At the same time, this time is a time of sowing of the seed. We can proclaim this greatest treasure which is in the kingdom of God, and we can tell of what the gospel offers to one who accepts it. I proclaim to you a great joy. This message of peace and this message of the forgiveness of sins, all people are just as valuable to God. He loves every one of them, and all of them are called into the kingdom of God. Mankind that sighs in its tribulation is a place where we can sow hope. Many long for that tiding, where they can put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in this forgiveness of sins, which gives comfort and safety. Now this is the time to work, and this gospel message can reach those who want, and it and a person who is battling with sin and battling in the bonds of his own sin, and you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In this way, God approaches each one who is longing, each soul that is waiting, and gives peace and joy and life. Dear friends, also the Holy Spirit sighs on our behalf with countless words and prayers. Faith has a promise for this life and for this life to come. Yes, also for this life. Every day the sun sets unto hope and a future. Even you dear young ones can trust. God is not, or faith is not something, a negative thing. It is a positive thing in life. there is a, God has a purpose. God, life is a gift and it has a purpose. In our life we have our own tasks. God blesses us, gives us strength, and when we experience, we are disappointed or we have different experiences, we can trust in God's word that all who await for the Lord will receive new strength. God helps us also in the midst of our distress. Dear friends, we make journey with joyous hearts when the Holy Spirit is protecting us in this life. We approach God with prayers and with requests, and the Holy Spirit prays for us and turns our requests towards God. The Holy Spirit hears our sighs. We can trust that even though we do not know how to pray in the right way, the Holy Spirit turns our prayers so that they are correct. When the Book of Life is once open, we will hear our own name. It is there. How amazing this moment is. We cannot understand it, that our name is found in the Book of Life. Our week journey will be ended, and our name will be found in this book in heaven. This final salvation has come then. Dear friends, it is good to remain believing and living in this hope. Once hope and faith will be left behind, but God's love will never disappear. It fills heaven. And there we will hear the songs of rejoicing before the throne of God and Christ the Lamb. Now, here we still believe all our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. We can rest in this grace, and this grace is our strength and comfort and safety. The last prayer of the children of God can be this. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And this prayer has promised, the Lord Jesus has promised to hear this prayer. Let us pray. Holy Father, we thank Thee for Thy grace, which is eternal, in whose comfort we can come, and in whose comfort You call us all. Give Your holy word a blessing, and let it bring forth fruit in our lives. Give a blessing to the work of Your kingdom all over, everywhere, so this hope could be found, so all people could find this hope. Bless our homes and our families, our children and our youth. Bless our fatherland and our nation. Give us peace. Give peace into the world. The Lord bless us and keep us. Lord, lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.